So this is for that person who is stuck right now. That person who wakes up, looks at themselves every day in the mirror, and is like, man, I used to work out. I used to look like this. I'm trying. I don't have the time now. When I was younger. Okay? And what I'm going to talk about is momentum and identity. You start seeing these people and saying, you know, you realize saying, I used to do this, or I this. I would shift from saying I used to I am mid-process. Okay? You are already doing it now. Sure, I talked about earlier maybe losing a couple battles but winning the war. Okay? This is a war. You are mid-process of your goal. What has happened in the past as far as used to work out, it's a good thing. It means that you have experience, at least. You're not starting from zero, but other than that, dwelling on it is not going to help. We're moving forward. I am working out and setting a plan, okay? So identity shift and momentum, because once you lose momentum, it can be pretty challenging to bring it back, okay? Once you lose momentum, you kind of have to get the ball rolling. It's like when you're pushing a ball up a hill. You're pushing. Once it's on the hill, it rolls off the other side. Okay? So, but once momentum is going, that's it. It's like when you see people at the gym. Usually, they'll put 3-5 days in. A couple weeks, they'll see their first results. And they are hooked. They are hooked. It gets to a point where a habit is made. A positive lifestyle. Okay? So, momentum and identity shifting, okay, is a very big one. A very big one, okay? So, there are no failed experiments, just learning processes, okay? So, for that person, shift from saying, I used to, I, with the negative to a more positive, I am doing this now. I am mid-process. I am on my way. I am getting there. And it's exciting. It's very exciting, okay? Want to add also that you want to have a very positive identification towards the end as to what you're achieving, of course. So for me, there are days, for instance, I haven't been to the gym. If I don't go today, would be the third day. I feel great the last 2 days. I haven't taken 2 days off in a while to where I feel as recovered. Okay? Diet is on point. Notice I focus on the blessings of not having gone, because in my mind, subconsciously, I know it is not a loss of momentum. It's necessary. I know for sure, 100%, I am going back and it's going to be great. I'm working on walking handstand presses. I am caught on 17. As long as I get 18, I know it's going to happen. It's a matter of when, okay? And that's the positive identity shift right there, okay? Is you know it's going to happen. You know you're going to get there. It's when it's going to happen, okay? You are mid-process. You are there. You're doing great, okay? So, yep. That is this for this one, okay? Trying not to lose momentum and using a positive identity shift with your association, with your eye, to realize that it's going to happen, okay? So, good luck up there, guys. Bye. Okay, hello, guys. I have not decided on whether or not I want to call this show the Longevity Show or the Hossein Cruz Show, but pretty much my interests lie in doing everything I can to do the habits that create a long life. So the researchers I follow, Dr. Walter Longo at USC and Dr. Augustino, or DeAugustino, he was in the book Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss, but he has a chapter on keto. And keto right now, they don't have really long-term studies, but he's really big into longevity and insulin sensitivity. So yeah, that's why My interest, you'll see when I talk about things that I practice fasting. He's made the 3-day fast once a month pretty popular with a 5-day fast every 6 months. So you'll hear me talk about that. But today's pretty much, I'm talking about struggles and just making myself more relatable because everybody struggles. So currently I have been doing intermittent fasting for the last 5-6 years. There's this guy I followed years ago called, his channel's called Keto Body. His name's Greg Gallagher, and he's the one who introduced me to it like back in 2013, 14 time. And I got really great results, honestly. I was around 172, 27% body fat. And in a matter of 3 months, I dropped all the way down to 155, 12% body fat. And that's pretty significant seeing how none of my lifts changed in the sense of getting weaker. I just consistently was like as if I was getting stronger, even though not maintaining all that extra weight. Okay. Now, what happens is when you're working out, a lot of people who are struggling with, this is more of a gaining struggle than a losing struggle, but okay, we'll attack it this way. At first, you're losing weight. You're trying to find out what you need to eat right, what macro profile, pretty much diet-wise you need. And so you're losing weight consistently. And then when you're trying to build muscle, you get to a point where you're not really gaining any money, gaining any weight, okay? You're not gaining any weight. So you are working out, you're plateauing. So let's say you're lifting, but you're not seeing any improvements in the lifts and you're maintaining a weight. And this is happening for about 2 weeks. It's time to increase calories. Okay. So right now I am around mid 3,500 calories. Okay. And I'm at I fluctuate between 167 and 172. Okay. But typically I'm 169 and I have been losing weight. So because of the intermittent fasting in which I eat all my food in a 8-hour window, I try to work it to 4, but I usually do 8 hours. And the window is usually from 4 p.m. to 12 in the morning or midnight. I sometimes struggle to fit all that food in that window because I also train in that window. So some days I'll get my full 3,500 calories. And like last night, it was a struggle to eat. I got 700 calories. And this will easily bring you down because you're like, oh man, like I know I'm going to lose. Because for every 3,500 calories, that's a pound. I know psychologically, I'm like, man, that's being deficient in 2,300 or 2,700 calories. That's almost a full pound I'm losing. And I'm wanting to make progress. So it's like you go to the gym and you don't eat enough to support it. You feel like you are failing. You feel like you're failing. And it's okay to do it one day, but when it happens multiple times, it can psychologically get to you, okay? So that's currently what I'd say I struggle with. There people have different kinds of struggles as to what to do. But pretty much creating a macro profile, a habit, and a routine is going to be your best bet. This window, luckily over the last 5 years has worked really well for me. But however, I got a new job. I'm currently teaching, and while teaching, I drive an hour and 10 minutes about each way. So it pretty much when I get off, it's around like 4 or 5. And then I try to eat a little bit before the gym. Sometimes not. I feel to go fasted, but what ends up happening if when I leave the gym around 9 p.m., I have 3 hours before to sleep, and that has makes it hard to get the 3,500 calories. That's really where I'm finding this I don't want to say problem, but pretty much where I'm, this challenge, okay? So the reason I'm avoiding saying problem is there's this guy I follow. His name is Ed Milet. And Ed Milet, you may see Ed Milet and Andy Frisella. He has this podcast. In his podcast, he says, the problems are only as big as the power you give them. Okay? So you start focusing on the pressure of the problem, it becomes a very big problem. I don't really see this as a very big problem. It's a very, very easy problem to fix. It's more of what the solution is. So back to the intermittent fasting. There's a lot of science. They have silence information regulators. They have ketone bodies. All these data support how good it is. And it's really choosing value-wise as to when to work out. A solution for me, for instance, would be to wake up at 5 a.m., 4:30, 5 a.m., and have a workout early in the morning. I've never really been a morning person, but what am I going to have to do to get to where I want to go? And or another solution would be I can decrease the volume of working out. So instead of working out 4 days a week or maybe even 5, I could decrease it to 3 or 2, and then I wouldn't necessarily have to consume the same amount of calories to support the workouts. I'd be gaining weight because I'd be burning less. It wouldn't be as much pressure, but I enjoy working out. It has become a very enjoyable process years ago. So it's really choosing between which one overall I want to keep and which habit. And for some reason, for me, I would say working out a little less 3 days a week instead of 4 or 5 is probably a lot more enjoyable than waking up at 4:30 every morning, seeing how I go to sleep at 12. Again, that falls into the longevity practice, as far as getting 4 hours of sleep every night would not be helpful towards longevity, which would give me a cognitive dissonance in which I feel that my values are not being held up. So I'd be handling it, the solution, but I would not be handling it well over the long term, okay? It's like a smoker or somebody who's really into health but smokes and is just in an uncomfortable position because they know what they're doing is not healthy. Same predicament, okay? So I just wanted to share some of my struggles today. Everybody's going to have their own. Feel free to share yours and message me. I do have my Instagram, which is Josian_Cruz. I'd be more than happy to listen and support you through yours. But right now, it's figuring out how to optimize my window, my time, and my number of calories in order to consistently make progress so that I don't feel that I'm not making progress, which is how I currently feel with my lifts. So you'll be going to the gym excited to hit the next number, only to hit the same number or less because I'm deficient in calories, which can be demotivating. So you get to flip it around, okay? So yeah, hope you guys are having a good Thursday, and yep, get back on soon, okay? Thank you guys.